Turning to Pierre Joseph Proudhon. Our readings from What is Property? And for the previous year, we have been reading excerpts from Alice Miller's For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing, and The Roots of Violence. Our thought process over the course of these shows has led us to some of the same questions Proudhon is pondering in this book, written 200 years ago almost, particularly the need to think authentically in order to gain the understanding we need to claim our full gifts as human beings, our freedom globally. We've been discussing, with Alice's help, the role of hidden power in instituting globally a utilitarian conditioning, a make-use-of mindset, by suppressing our authentic self, spontaneous feelings, as infants, through the poisonous pedagogy of child rearing, which installs false beliefs, lies, in us as children that damage us for a lifetime by transforming us into functionaries in service to the state and subject to powers creation and screen to keep them from being seen, the economy. One of the residual questions we have from these discussions is, can thinking authentically help us release suppressed, spontaneous feelings and support our experiencing the trauma of class consciously? Proudhon is not only needed because he demonstrates thinking authentically. The author of the introduction to What is Property, George Woodcock, who says that to the end of his life, Proudhon was a peasant at heart, shares this image of Proudhon moving about the college in Besançon among the shoe-clad children of the well-to-do in his clattering peasant sabots. But because he will help us to see the roots of the suppression of authentic thought in the rise of the mindset of ever-seekingness, which the earth is proof against, so power is determined to remove us from it. Ever-seekingness, a more accurate name we'll be considering for what was termed the doctrine of interest, accumulation, augmentation of property, a doctrine, practice that would, in theory, suppress the passions, violence of the rulers, the would-be gods. And thanks are due here to Alfred O. Hirschman, whose work, The Passions and the Interests, and by passions, the way it was used, the context in as what is now called capitalism was forming, and the 16th century on meant really violence, violent behavior, not the way we use it today so much. The Passions and the Interests, Political Arguments for Capitalism Before Its Triumph, is key to our understanding of the motivation behind our hidden power guise. The mindset of ever-seekingness is unique to class because we, enduring under it, have been robbed of everything and then are therefore trapped in the need to get it back. This is an unconscious compulsion, but we've lacked the language and the understanding of how to do so authentically. And that's why we are getting help from Proudhon. And in the course of these shows, I'm hoping we will be better prepared for working with our brothers and sisters. We're going to be interrupting chapter one to read parts of chapter, very little bit of chapter four and five out of sequence in order to continue developing our understanding of these just named questions.